This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Do you have legal questions? Listen now to The Law Lady. Get empowered and informed with Angela right now here on RFM.
Kia ora koutou katoa, and today we are going to talk about incorporated societies. I have talked about incorporated societies at some of my previous shows, but it is kind of the pointy end of the re-registration period, so we will be talking about them again. As always, this show is only general information and your specific circumstances may be different. If you'd like some specific advice, you can give Taranaki Community Law a call on 0800 529 878 or you can contact your own lawyer. The information on my show isn't meant to replace individual advice from a lawyer, but we would like to hear from you. So if you've got anything to share about this show, any of my previous shows, you can post on the Taranaki Community Law Facebook page. You can also follow Taranaki Community Law on Instagram and on TikTok. And there is a bunch of information on all of our social media platforms about incorporated societies. You can also find Taranaki Community Law on YouTube. And pretty much all our content on YouTube is about incorporated societies. So do have a check there for us as well. Why are we talking about incorporated societies again? Well, all incorporated societies have to re-register by the 5th of April 2026. It is now October 2025, so you don't have much time between now and April 2026. If you do not re-register by the 5th of April, you will have to give away all your stuff. You will have to give away your equipment, your gear, any vehicles that you have. You will have to give away any buildings or land that you own, and you will have to give away all your money. Okay? It is not the case that you don't re-register and just carry on as an unincorporated group. That is not one of your options. If you do not re-register, you must wind up. And winding up means giving your stuff to another not-for-profit organisation. All your stuff, all your surplus assets have to go to another not-for-profit. So this is not an optional process for incorporated societies. Okay, so that is the most important point for you to know. If you are involved with an incorporated society and you have not yet re-registered, this is a thing you must do. The starting point for incorporated societies is to work out, A, are you currently registered? And B, have you already re-registered under the Act? The easiest way to do this is to go to the incorporated society's website and click on search the register, because they keep a list of all incorporated societies. So you search on that register for the name of your society, and one of two things will happen. Either the name will come up, which means that you are currently registered or recently removed, or your name will not come up, and depending on what that happens will make a difference to what your next steps are. If your name comes up and you are currently registered, then click on the name of your society and it'll bring up a slightly more detailed piece of information about it, and have a look down, because it'll tell you whether you are under the 1908 Act or the 2022 Act. So that's what you're looking for, either 1908 or 2022. If it says 2022, good news, someone has already re-registered you. You are good to go. You can bask in the glory of already having done the thing that you need to do. Whew. If it says 1908 though, you have not yet re-registered under the new Act, and you have until the 5th of April to do that part of it. What about if you search on the register and either your name does not come up, or it comes up and says that you've been removed from the register? Well, there are about three different scenarios in which this might happen. So the first is that you might be a different kind of organisation than you thought. And this is most likely if you've got a formal name, if it says something like trust in it. It's possible that you are in fact a charitable trust, an incorporated charitable trust. That's where people get a bit confused, rather than an incorporated society. So if you search the Incorporated Societies Register and your name doesn't come up, but you've got a kind of formal name, maybe you've got a trust deed, all of these things point to you being something else, like a charitable trust. So then go to the Charitable Trusts Register, which is a different register, but also administered by the same organisation, and put your name in there. And if your name comes up there, then you are in fact a charitable trust and not an incorporated society. And that is good news. Charitable trusts do not have to do anything in relation to these changes. They are specific to incorporated societies. So it is not all groups or all organisations that have to make these changes. It is only incorporated societies. So if you are a charitable trust, not an incorporated society, you just don't have to do anything. You can be like, whew, that's not our problem. So if that's the case, that's totally fine. You just didn't know the form that your organisation was. No problems. What if you try that and it's not there? Or you actually don't have a real formal kind of document or a real formal name anyway? Then there are two possibilities. The first is that you were an incorporated society, so you were a registered incorporated society, but for some reason you have been removed from the register. Now, often, if you have been removed from the register, when you search on the Incorporated Societies Register, you will get a little, like your name will come up and it'll say that you've been removed, but depends on how long ago that was. So if that's the case, you've been removed from the register, it is a slightly more complicated process to get that re-registration sorted out. Before you can re-register under the new Incorporated Societies Act, you have to be put back onto the register under the old Act. Usually, groups have been removed from the register because you didn't put in your annual returns. So that's the most likely scenario, that you missed out on providing your annual returns for a number of years. If that's the case, if you have been removed from the register and you didn't realise, which is not that uncommon, give them a call. So the Registrar of Incorporated Societies is super helpful, and they can walk you through that process of being put back on the register and the kinds of information that they need to see in order to have you put back on the register. And then once that happens, you can then re-register under the new Act. Now, if you don't think you can do that, you can't get all of that information all sorted out and the other stuff that you need for re-registration by 2025, you're not currently an incorporated society, so you could choose to register as a new incorporated society with a different name. There is some risk there though, particularly if you have things like buildings or other assets in the name of the previous society. So that's something that you could consider, but you'd really want to get some advice about whether that's the right option for you, or if you are in fact better to go down that road of putting your returns in and getting back on the register. In the third situation, in which your name is not on the Incorporated Societies Register, is that you are not and have actually never been an incorporated society at all. And this is surprisingly common. So you might have thought that you were, right? You might actually have a constitution, a rules document, a whole bunch of policies, a bunch of membership requirements. You might even have a bank account in the name of your group. But that doesn't mean that you actually are an incorporated society. Maybe you were many, many, many years ago. Maybe you never have been, and the people who know that just are no longer involved in the organisation. If that's the case, you're not currently registered, you haven't been removed, so you're just an unincorporated group. Your options are actually a little bit different. So you don't have to re-register by the 5th of April because you're not currently registered. You can choose to register under the new Act, or you can choose to continue as you currently are. So again, if you find yourself in that situation where you thought you were an incorporated society, but it turns out you're just a group of people, it'd be helpful to get some advice about what the pros and cons are of registering as an incorporated society. But the good news for you is that you don't have that time frame. You don't have that time limit of the 5th of April. So break for our first song, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the things you actually have to do if you want to re-register. So our first song today is by the Mount Ruskell Preservation Society and Holly Smith, and this is Bathe in the River. Hoki mai anō ki te Law Lady on Access Radio 104.4 FM, and today we are talking about incorporated societies and specifically the steps you need to take if you are an incorporated society in order to re-register. So just a reminder, you do have to do this by the 5th of April. Okay, so we are not looking at a long time frame. So if you've gone to the register and you searched it and you found out that you are registered, but you are not yet under the new Act, what do you actually have to do in order to re-register? Well, the main thing that you have to do in order to re-register is to redo your constitution. This, again, not optional. The new Act, the 2022 Act, has things in it which the previous Act from 1908 did not. So your constitution, which would have been compliant with the 1908 Act, which had very few requirements, is no longer compliant with the 2022 Act because there's a bunch of information that needs to be put into your constitution that's not currently there. So you cannot just resubmit your current constitution, not unless you had it made in like the last year, which if you'd had it made in the last year, you'd already re-register. So it's a quite a piece of work that you have to do. And it's one of the reasons that now in October is kind of the latest you can leave it. Because in order to redo your constitution, the vast majority of incorporated societies are going to need a general meeting. And going to need a sort of a majority, often a 60% majority of members to approve that change to the constitution. And if you don't get that before April, then you can't submit your new constitution. There are, as I said, a bunch of new requirements that need to go into your new constitution. The good news is that there is a constitution builder on the Incorporated Society's website. It's very user-friendly, and it will put in all of those mandatory parts of the constitution that you need. So all of those new bits that need to go in it, if you use the Constitution Builder, they will go in it. So you can do it using that, and it provides a really good framework for you. So you don't have to do it from scratch. It will make your constitution significantly larger than it currently is. So this is just a bit of a heads up. Do not freak out if your constitution goes from 10 pages to like 30 pages. That is pretty normal for the extra information that goes into it. There are, as I said, there's a bunch of mandatory stuff. There's a bunch of optional things that you can choose to put into your constitution. And because you are making these changes to your constitution, it is also a good opportunity to look at some of the other stuff that you've got in there and whether or not that's still what you are doing as a group. So look at the name. Are you actually using the same name? Have you over time kind of changed it up a little bit? Are the purposes for which you were initially constituted, are they still the same? Or are you doing slightly different stuff? Because it's an easy enough part to add a little bit extra or take a little bit out of the purposes section. And then the other thing I'd suggest you take a bit of a look at is your quora. So your minimum and maximum numbers for committee meetings and for general meetings and your quorums for those things. If you are not consistently meeting those, either the minimum numbers or your quorums, then again, this is a good opportunity to go, okay, well, what's the right number based on what we are currently doing? These things are not a requirement. You don't have to look through this kind of stuff as part of this re-registration period. But how often do incorporated societies take a really hard look at your constitutions? Probably not that often. So it is a good chance to kind of do this slightly wider look at your governing document. Now, you might not call it a constitution. You might call it a set of rules or some kind of rules document. It is the same thing. So it doesn't matter if it's called something different. It is the kind of document that governs your society as a whole. Any changes that you make must be made in line with whatever those rules already are. So you can't necessarily do it in a different way just because it's urgent. It's still got to be made in the way in which it currently is. If you're not sure where your constitution is, this is the first thing you want to figure out. Where is it and what does it actually say? But those mandatory provisions, pretty easy to slot in there. You are likely to want to provide a draft to your governing body and maybe to your membership at large before you vote on that final change. So once you have made those changes to your constitution, you can then put that in to the Register of Incorporated Societies. You can, you should also pass a resolution that says that you want to re-register, so that that's clear that that's what you are doing. And then you put all of that information into the register, and then they either accept your new constitution because it complies with the new requirements, or they will not. And if they don't, they will send it back and they'll give you, I think it's a time frame, in order to kind of resubmit with more information. It's not very common for these new constitutions to be rejected. If you've used their draft builder and you don't have anything kind of extraordinary or weird in it, chances are good it will be accepted. So don't panic too much about that side of things. So we'll break for our second song. When we come back, I'll just mention some of the other new requirements. You don't have to do these by the 5th of April, but they are things that you should be aware of. And our second song today is by Ka Ho, featuring Rob Ruha, and this is 35. Kia Law Lady on Access Radio 104.4 FM, and today we are talking about incorporated societies and the need to re-register your incorporated society by the 5th of April. So a reminder, if you are a current incorporated society and you don't re-register, you will have to give away all your stuff. You don't just get to keep on going. That's not how this works. So if you're currently registered, you must redo your constitution, submit it to the Register of Incorporated Societies, and have that accepted before the 5th of April 2026. Now, there are a bunch of new requirements, sort of ongoing requirements for societies around members and membership consent, around conflicts of interest policies, and a couple of other bits and pieces as well. So although the main work that you're going to need to do is that new constitution, there are ongoing requirements now which are different than they were in the previous Act. So it's not the sum total of what you have to do. There are still other parts that you should be aware of, particularly around your membership. Now, Taranaki Community Law, I have been providing a whole bunch of education around incorporated societies. I've actually been doing it for about 4 years now, because that's kind of how long the registration period has been. And I will obviously continue to do so right up until the 5th of April. So if you would like me to come and talk with your group about this kind of specifically, or if you would like a presentation in your community, please just give us a call on 0800 529 878 and ask for Angela, or you can email me. Get a pen because my email address is super long, angela.solomons, S-O-L-O-M-O-N-S, at taranakicommunitylaw, that's the whole title, .nz. If you're on social media, you can also message us via social media, and I will see that there as well. More than happy to come and talk with you about this whole process, how it works, what you need to do, all of those things that need to happen. If you're listening to this and you think, gosh, our society needs to do that, the person to drive this is you. The way this gets done is that one or two people within your governing body pick this up and go, this is a thing that needs to happen, and they do the work, and then they take it to the committee, and then they take it to the wider membership. So if you're thinking this is a thing that needs to happen for your society, probably the person who is doing that work will be you, but it does need to happen. Okay, this is not an optional process. You cannot simply ignore it and hope that it does not affect you. It will. So if you've got any questions about this or any other legal issue, you can give us a call. Now, Taranaki Community Law can provide some legal advice if you are making changes to your constitutions. Usually where you are a very small group, you don't have a lot of money, and we can just kind of give you a little bit of a once-over. So that is also an option, but I want to stress you don't have to have a lawyer involved in order to put your new constitution in. So we can do it, but you don't have to. You can call us on 0800 529 878 about this or any other legal issues you might have, but as always, this is general information. It's not meant to replace advice of a lawyer, and your specific circumstances may be different. Otherwise, ka kore rau aho, a te rau wā.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.